Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I wanted to shout yesterday, handcuffed to the Doppler.
Oh, man. But look, I'm glad nobody was killed in these tornadoes. At least 5, maybe 6. I'm not sure if we have an updated count yet from the National Weather Service. But another crazy swarm of storms. And for the first time yesterday since 2014, I think you have to go back to June 12th, 2014, for a PDS tornado watch, a particularly dangerous situation, which was issued a few hours before those tornadoes actually touched down. That's when the meteorologists at the Storm Prediction Center in Oklahoma City look at the maps and go, we should take it up a notch above tornado watch. That's how volatile the atmosphere was, how locked and loaded the skies were for violence. And I'm sure happy that Dr. Kenny Blumenfeld can join me this afternoon and provide a little bit of perspective and some of the things that's catching his eye. Dr. Blumenfeld with the Minnesota DNR, senior climatologist, welcome back.
Always good to talk to you, Paul, and I too am happy that, you know, as bad as it was, I think we were all looking at tomorrow, or we were all looking at yesterday when it was, you know, tomorrow, when it was, as it was approaching, and one hoping that we didn't have a really terrible outcome. So we're kind of lucky, really lucky, that it wasn't even worse.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you seen any of the photos, the video? I realize that until the Weather Service teams scour the debris field, you can't make a determination of straight-line winds versus tornado. And look, if it damages or destroys your home, it's almost academic whether it was straight-line winds or tornadoes. But it sure seems to me the stuff in Ferrata looks like tornado damage, a swirling. I saw some drone footage, and it sure looked like tornadic activity. What, if anything, do you know about that? Is the count right around 6?
Yeah, and we're just going to wait for the Weather Service to go ahead and release their numbers. You know what I don't know, Paul, is, you know, how many of the areas where they're, if you look at their damage map, they indicated that there was intense damage, but they didn't have a determination yet on whether it was straight-line winds or tornadoes. Because of the conditions, they might end up finding that several of these damage areas were, you know, actually one kind of long track tornado path, or maybe they'll find a couple of those, or maybe they'll be intermediate paths of, say, 10 or 12 miles long. So I'd expect the number of confirmed tornadoes to go up, you know, rather than just stuck at 6. We didn't have a lot of observers on the ground able to confirm these tornadoes yesterday because of the way that the storms were being absorbed into that line made spotting a little bit difficult, and also just it's not ideal. They weren't in Kansas, Oklahoma, where you could see for, you know, dozens of miles, so it wasn't great spotting conditions. So I imagine that the count will actually go up from where we are now in terms of suspected and confirmed tornadoes.
Yeah, it's always a challenge trying to piece together what really did in fact happen. And to your point, the fact that they were in kind of a solid line, not the lonely supercells out ahead of the main squall line, but it was kind of a solid line. And within that solid line, there were pockets of circulation that spun up these tornadoes, which is a little unusual, but they were rain-wrapped in many cases, wrapped in a curtain of rain and hail. And that makes it really hard for storm spotters to see them. And by the way, I was getting groceries on Sunday, and as I'm coming back to my car in the parking lot, I notice professional storm chasers from Oklahoma and Kansas in the parking lot signing autographs. And I thought, well, that's weird, and it's a little bit troubling that they're chasing tornadoes here in Minnesota. But we get our fair share of tornadoes here, don't we? I mean, not like Oklahoma, but we're in tornado cul-de-sac, not tornado alley, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there are years where in 2010, I think we led the nation in tornadoes, and that's not common. But there are years where we're up there. Because maybe the kind of traditional tornado areas don't have as much activity, or maybe we're really, really busy. It's not as dependable as some other areas in terms of tornado production. But yes, Minnesota's at its big years, and you know, you certainly, I remember seeing a certain meteorologist on television covering tornado outbreaks as they were happening, and so
Was that Dave Dahl? That must have been Dave Dahl. Were you watching Dave?
I was watching one of his competitors, I think.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was a day I'll take to my grave when Max Mesmer in Sky 11 was circling that tornado. And I kept pleading with him on the air, Max, you know, stay a safe distance away. But Max, the helicopter pilot, he fought in Vietnam and he rescued mountain climbers off mountains in the Swiss Alps. So he was used to a certain amount of danger in his job. The photographer who was on board was not used to danger. He got off the chopper after they finally landed, after sending back this amazing footage, and he kissed the ground. That's how freaked out he was by what he had just witnessed. But, yeah, we do see on occasion, and I every year I worry about tornado amnesia. There's still a considerable percentage of the population, Kenny, who believe, well, I live in the Twin Cities or I live in the suburbs and tornadoes don't hit here. What would you say to those people gently?
There's really no geographic safety from tornadoes. If the conditions are right, then tornadoes can happen just about anywhere, and we have the data to back it up. I mean, Minneapolis has had pretty close, you know, probably 10 tornadoes in the last 80 years or so, and you know, even had a tornado that was small, but it went into downtown Minneapolis back in 2009. Urban areas, suburban areas, rivers. If you have a belief that where you live is somehow protected from tornadoes, the history books are filled with all kinds of unfortunate reminders that those sorts of beliefs are usually false. Tornadoes will hit just about anything. In Minnesota, tornadoes have, you know, crossed lakes, rivers, forests, hit cities, crossed cities, jumped off of cliffs. They've done everything. So, if you live somewhere, you know, tornadoes are small relative to the landscape, so it's easy to think they always go somewhere else, because usually they do. But that doesn't mean that there's something about where you live that they're specifically avoiding.
Interesting. Yeah, you're right about that. So, question, historic flooding, far northern Minnesota, Rainy River Basin. Talk a little bit about the rainfall extremes. And I saw some crazy amounts of rain since Sunday out near Alexandria, close to 3 inches of rain, 3.7 in Millersville, Long Prairie, 2.5 inches on top of the rain that has already fallen. So we're once again, and I know the springs are trending wetter, but this is turning out to be an abnormally wet spring, and it gets wetter the farther north and west you go, right?
Yeah, that is right. So, you know, those same storms that were producing the tornadoes and the strong winds or the suspected tornadoes, those were those are thunderstorms, and they're producing very heavy rain. They're using that moisture that was available and then taking the energy that's available to them aloft and converting it into heavy rain. And there were, you know, over the weekend, multiple rounds of thunderstorms in a lot of places. So you're right, the Alexandria area got 2 to 3 inches of rain in addition to those potentially tornadic storms. Where I've got my eye, Paul, is up on the international border with Canada. The International Falls is just having a berserk spring. I mean, through yesterday, they are now just 4 inches shy of all the precipitation that they had last year, the entire year. They are, for year-to-date precipitation, they're about three times ahead of where they were last year. Of course, last year was a drought there, but they are just, you know, they're getting more rain. And the Rainy River, the Rainy Lake, Lake of the Woods, Namekin, Kabatogama, a lot of the big famous lakes up in northern Minnesota, they're all up at, you know, if they're not at records, they're near record levels, they're approaching record levels. And so there's been, you know, inundated shorelands and all of that far northern Minnesota. That's kind of where it's been most persistently wet in the state. So the kind of the big names, Cab, Rainy Lake, Lake of the Woods, just been wet.
Our lakes are getting bigger. 30 seconds left. People still wondering. I'm wondering, do you think we're going to have a stinking hot summer? I know some of NOAA's climate models are leaning in that direction, but do you think we'll have a real summer, Kenny?
Well, you know, it's hard for me to, you know, I get to be a climatologist who tells you what happened, and so I'm always right. When we look forward, when we look forward, though, the one thing is it hasn't been a super hot May, but we've already had two 90-degree days in the Twin Cities. And when you have multiple 90-degree days in May, it has a pretty strong, about 7 out of 10, relationship with above normal 90-degree count the rest of summer.
Okay. Well, that I find that encouraging. Bring on the hot fronts, but hopefully without the drought. Dr. Kenny Blumenfeld, Minnesota DNR, thank you for what you and your team do, and we sure appreciate the perspective. Thanks, Kenny. Oh,
always good talking to you. Thank you, Paul.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.